high upon this mountain, the sun is shining bright. My heart is filled with gladness here above the cares of life. But I've just come through the valley of trouble, fear, and pain. It was there I came to know my God enough to hear Him say, even in the valley, God is good. Even in the valley, He is faithful and true. He carries His children through like He said He would. Even in the valley, God is good. This road of life has led you to a valley of defeat. You wonder if the Father has heard your desperate plea. But there is hope in the rugged place where tears of sorrow dwell. Can't you hear Him gently whispering, I'm here and all is well. Even in the valley, God is good. Even in the valley, He is faithful and true. He carries His children through like He said He would. Even in the valley, God is good. God is good. Even in the valley, God is good. Even in the valley, He is faithful and true. He carries His children through like He said He would. Even in the valley, God is good. Even in the valley, God is good.
Well, amen. Thank you, Brother Matt and Miss Jamie. Appreciate y'all. It's good to be in the house of the Lord today, even though it's time of crisis, time of separation and quarantine. But still wonderful. We can come together and read God's word and just worship apart, yet together. Today we're going to be reading out of the book of Luke, Luke chapter number 10. Luke chapter number 10. We're going to be talking about a subject that I've had a lot of time to think about because of COVID-19 causing a quarantine to happen. But it's a subject that I believe is extremely important now in this time of separation. In Luke chapter 10, we're going to start reading at verse 38. Now it came to pass, as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him unto her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet, and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. Let's pray. Dear Lord, with you bless this morning's service. God, I pray that you would just have your hand upon those that are listening, God. They would receive your word and grow. Lord, I pray that you would bless Southwest as we're separated, Lord. Pray that you would just help us all to seek Christ on our own time. We ask it all in your name. Amen. If you're standing, please be seated. This passage, all my life, especially my teen years, I never thought it would apply to me. I'm not a Martha or a Mary. I don't understand how that a passage about ignoring Christ to instead serve in the kitchen would apply to me as a male. But as I learned in my teen years very, very early on, is that it's not a passage that defines a role, much as a passage about how we receive Christ and how we spend time with God. So it got me to thinking as I was reading through my daily Bible study during this quarantine, it got me thinking about, man, the time that I had every day has never changed. Same with all of us, I will have 24 hours per day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year, 12 months a year. I will have the exact same amount of time. The difference is how I choose to spend it. And you know, Mary and Martha here had the same situation. They approached the same visit from Christ two different ways. So today I want to talk about the opposite reaction to a visit from Christ. Two opposite reactions from a visit from Christ. You know, in the case of Mary and Martha, they lived in a time where there wasn't access to Christ like we have now. We as Christians have the blessing and privilege to be right with Christ whenever we need to talk to Him and be right there with Him whenever He needs to talk to us. It's a wonderful relationship that Mary and Martha did not have. So the fact that this visit was happening was meant a great deal to Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. We see here that Jesus is entering into a certain city. We know that's the city that Mary, Martha, and Lazarus all lived in this city. And he received by Martha. And she had a sister. So today, I want to focus really fast on Mary and Martha as separate choices and separate reactions to Christ visiting them. When Christ knocked on the door of Martha, it was as if she had been waiting for a visit from him. As if she'd been anticipating this time, because she went into action and she began getting her servants together and cooking and cleaning and making sure that her guests were comfortable. She began doing the things that anyone receiving Christ would do. She began preparing to serve God. I don't know if she knew Christ as the Son of God or just knew him as a good teacher. But regardless of what she thought about Jesus, she knew that he was someone to serve and someone to impress. And Martha began preparing. She began making sure her guests were comfortable. She began making sure that she was getting food prepared, making sure that she was getting the table set. She began into a mode that I've seen a couple times in my life when we would have a surprise guest at our house. There was a time where someone would show up uninvited or someone would be invited over and we didn't know about it. And it's amazing how fast a family of nine can get the house cleaned and food prepared. It's a frenzy. It's as if nine people just became one mind. And that is at any cost to get the house ready to go. It's a wonderful thing growing up in that mentality. And it meant a lot to me reading this passage when Martha just began jumping in, ready to serve God, because I've experienced that. I've experienced the frenzy of serving your guests. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with how Martha reacted. There's a difference, though, between her sister and Martha. Let's focus on Martha for a little bit. Martha, her reaction to a visit from Christ was one of a servant. It was preparing all that she had to do to serve her guest. It was a reaction that still had the reverence for who Christ was as a teacher, as the Messiah. It was a perfect response in many of our minds. But she got something wrong. I want you to keep reading. Go down to verse 40. It says, "But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him," that being Jesus, "and said, 'Lord, dost thou not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me.'" That word cumbered about much, that sentence there, it means that she was so involved, so engrossed in her service, she was missing something. What was she missing? She comes to Christ and says, "Do you not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone?" Now, she wasn't complaining as much as she was hoping that Christ would either command Mary to join her or release Mary to join Martha in her preparation for this. She was doing her best to serve God, and so she asked for some help. What she didn't understand was that Christ wasn't there to be served. He wasn't at their house to receive something. He was there to give. He was there to not receive, but to give something to Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. So when Christ answered her, it wasn't so much a rebuke as it was just giving her perspective that she was wrong. It was giving her an example of what she had done. And Jesus answered and said unto her, "Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many, many things." What he's saying there is that you're so engrossed, you're so fixated on serving me that you've missed something. And what you've missed is what Mary understood. What you've missed, Martha, is that in verse 42 it says, "But one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen it," chosen that good part, "which shall not be taken away from her." See, Martha, Christ is saying, "Martha, you're so focused on serving, you've missed that I'm here to serve you. I'm here to teach you." Mary got it. Mary understood that she had an opportunity to learn from God. So we see Martha's reaction as the servant, the person who wants to jump in there and just serve and do things and proclaim her love for Christ through works. But then the second reaction to this visit from Christ was Mary. Mary's reaction was to sit and to learn from Christ. Again, we as Christians have access to Christ that they didn't have. This was a rare opportunity. Because Christ, in his 3.5 years of ministry, he traveled all over that part of the world. All over. This was a rarity to have Jesus in your house. This is a rare opportunity to be able to sit close and to hear his words, to learn his doctrine. We see here in that verse 39 that she, Martha, had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. Her reaction to Christ visiting them was a time where she could learn from Jesus, could learn his doctrine. And you know what? In verse 42, Christ calls it needful. "But one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her." When Christ came and visited them, the reactions are to be a servant, which is not a bad thing. Again, what Martha did was not bad. It's not a bad thing to want to serve God. It's not a bad thing to want to be a good hostess or a good host. Her reaction wasn't bad. It was simply misplaced priorities. Again, like I said, she didn't understand that Christ wasn't there to be served. Christ wasn't there to receive what she offered. He was there to give her something that she needed, something needful. So we have the servant and the learner. Two opposite reactions to the exact same visit from Christ. Now, a lot of what I struggled with growing up was, how does this passage apply to me? I believe that the Bible in its entirety applies to every person and every walk of life across every generation and time. So I was wondering, how does this apply to me? And as I began studying it and learning it, I realized that as Christians, we have something that no other generation, no other age has had. As people who are in the church age and the age of grace, we have 100% access to God. Completely. Complete and undenied access to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you think about it, this visit from God was exciting to them. They were anticipating. They were just in shock and awe. But as Christians, today, we can visit Christ every day, all the time. So, Christ visiting us is an everyday happening. What I mean by that? What I mean is that every day we have the option of how we react to our daily walk with Christ. Our daily reaction to Christ's presence in our life. Something that's really brought to my attention during this time of COVID-19, during this time of quarantine, is that we have a lot of time. I've been amazed the time I have when I'm not attending church on Sunday, when I'm just at home watching live stream. Been amazed at the time that I have when I don't necessarily have to prepare for sermons every single bus Sunday. I'm amazed how much time I have on Saturdays now that there's no bus visitation. And you know what? I miss it. I miss being able to serve God. But it's like this time of quarantine has completely taken out the ability to be Martha in my life personally. This time of quarantine has completely released, as I would say, me from having to do service for Christ. Let me clarify here. We can't go visit kids on the bus route. We can't go knock doors. We're kept inside. We're not able to meet together as I would so love to. Now, this time of quarantine has kept us separate. And in separating us, we're left at home with our families, with our close loved ones, and time. Time that we would otherwise be spending serving God. Time that we would otherwise have visiting or growing our church. Why did this come to my mind? Because in verse 42 it says, "But one thing is needful," you're talking to Martha, "and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her." Not be taken away from her. In this time, we've had the ability to serve in our church, ability to serve one another, ability to meet together and do service for each other, taken away from us. But what is left is our ability to learn from Christ, our ability to walk with Christ. The church is not a building, it's a body of believers. And whether we're together or separate, we're still a part of the body of Southwest Baptist Church. Whether we're listening to preaching in our homes or in one building, we're still the body of Southwest Baptist Church, and we're still called to, as a church, grow and learn of God in the time given us. And this time that we have is a lot more than what we used to have. People are working from home now. We're not traveling to and fro. If you work in the office, you wake up, you eat cereal, you hop on your computer, and you're done for the day, and that's you. If you don't have a job at all, you're at home all day, every day now. There are people who are learning the art of homeschooling that never thought they'd have to. There's so much time at home now. so much time spent. And that time and how you choose to spend it is what in my life has become a visit from God. Let me make sure this makes sense to you. This time that we used to spend being busy about visitation here, sermon prep here, talking to people, having people in our homes, growing each other, calling, visiting other families or a church, the time that we've had gathering together that is no longer there, that's the time that we would do service. That's the time we would spend serving each other and serving God. But that time is gone. We are now left with our learning of God. So, if every day as a child of God is a visit from Christ and the ability to learn from Christ, how are we choosing to spend our time during this quarantine? I've been challenged by this day in and day out. I have so much extra time now. My schedule is so freed up. How am I choosing to spend it? Am I binge-watching a TV show I may have thought about watching? Am I reading a novel or a series of books that I haven't had time to? Am I doing puzzles? A lot of folks are doing projects. I was talking to a man that worked for a paint company, Sharon Williams. He says there are people buying gallons upon gallons of paint. People are landscaping. People are putting up projects or drywall. People are just totally bored. They're doing everything they can to stay active. Gyms are closed down. Restaurants are closed down. And all that free time is time that they can spend with Christ. Time that they can spend learning from Him. This convicted me. I'm naturally someone who just enjoys doing things for other people or for God. I'm naturally willing to give the shirt off my back, the money out of my wallet, and the gasoline in my car to help someone. But what's been eye-opening to me is that I spend a whole lot more time serving God than I do learning from God. And the thing that got me the most was that Christ wasn't there to receive from Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. He was there to give. And in my life and my walk with Christ, I have nothing I can offer God, but He has everything that He's offered me. In my relationship with Christ, I am the one who needs His power, His presence, His doctrine. He doesn't need my opinion. He doesn't need my thoughts on the world. No, in the God and me relationship, I am the one who is more needful of time with Him. And you know what? I'm the one who chooses whether I spend time with God or not. I found that I do a lot of service, but when it came down to free time, I had to realize that I don't spend enough time learning from the feet of God. I don't spend enough time learning about the Word of God and the ways of God. It was convicting to realize that if you take away my ability to serve, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to spend my time. I have Martha syndrome. I have the desire that when Christ comes and visits me, I get to work. I do things. I try to please Him. But that's not what He wanted from Martha. No, He would have been completely content for Martha, Lazarus, and Mary to all be sitting at His feet, food or no food on the table. He wanted Martha to understand that what He had to offer her was so much more important than what she was busy with trying to offer Him. In my walk with God, I am so busy trying to do things for God that I forget I need to do things with God. I forget that I need that time of learning from Christ. I need that time growing in Him. So how does this apply to Southwest Baptist Church? Again, we are still a church. We're just in different parts of the city right now. But how are we spending our time apart? Are we spending it doing things we either didn't have time to do before? Projects? Are we doing busy work? Are we getting ourselves involved in things that we've been putting off? Or are we as Christians taking this time to draw closer to God? You know, watching the churches go from, you know, gathering to now live stream or drive through church, there's only going to be one proof of how the church is at the end of this, and that's how the church members spiritually grew or did not grow. When this is all over and we gather back together, we'll either come out way ahead, spiritually charged, ready to go, missing the gathering together, or we're going to lose some folks that just realize that they like having Sunday to themselves. And it's not just our church. All across America, churches are going to end up on the other side of this quarantine either stronger or weaker than they went into it. And that is depending upon the reactions and the time spent of the individual in the church. We as Southwest Baptist Church, are we using this time to grow closer to our Lord and Savior? Are we using this time just to be learners of God? Now that we've had our ability to serve stripped away from us and we're left with simply time on our hands, how are we using it? What are we doing with our time? Are we just jumping back into a different aspect of Martha syndrome? Are we starting to work and do service elsewhere? Are we doing projects, home improvement, honeydews? Are we doing self-improvement? Are we just still doing service? Or are we actually using the time given us to spend hours upon hour with Christ and learn of Him? This time is so rare. I know it's not a fun time. I'm not saying this is a party. I'm just saying this time is a rarity of a gift. It's rare to receive this much amount of time. The potential is immeasurable. I know this convicted me in my life that I am such a Martha at times. Rather than doing service for Christ than sitting at His feet. Christians in general have this problem. It's not, hopefully, just me. The children of God have this issue of service versus submission to learning. And we can have victory. A child of God can have victory over the Martha syndrome just by taking advantage of the time given us with Christ. Just by instead of whenever we have a visit from God, instead of spending time trying to do service for Him, our first reaction should be, teach me. Let me learn of You. It's quarantine time. This could be spending quality time with Christ. Or as I said here, spending quarantine time with Christ. This is a rare gift, and it took me too long to realize that I had the potential to be a Martha, and I choose to be a Martha. And you know what? It's good. It's good to have this time where I can just be a Mary, where I can just sit and learn of God. When Christ comes and visits us in our life, what is our reaction? How do we spend our time with Christ? Is it service for Him? Or is it submitting to His teaching and learning of Him? How do you spend your life? How are we going to finish out this quarantine? Are we going to keep being busy? There's nothing wrong with being busy. Don't be idle. But are we going to be so busy in our own endeavors that we forget to use our time to learn of God. What are you going to do? And how are you going to finish out your quarantine? Because in the end, when we gather back together and there's a wonderful Sunday of just enjoyment and time spent side by side, pew by pew, will we be a healthier church? Or will we be a church that's lacking some spiritual nourishment? I'm excited for it. Let's pray and be dismissed. Dear Lord, pray you bless this day. Lord, help us just to learn about you, God, in this time. But I pray that you would bless us as we seek to follow after you. We ask all in your name. Amen.